In his opening address on Friday evening, Ed Fulner referenced one of my favorite writers, Elbert J. Nock, and his essay, Isaiah's Job. Isaiah's Job was published in the Atlantic Monthly in 1936, just a few years into the New Deal. It was reprinted by Fee in 1962, just a few years into Camelot, the New Frontier, times when things didn't look all that bright in our country. And of course, that was just a few years prior to the founding of this society. There have been times when the Philadelphia Society has indeed needed to serve as the remnant. Throughout the past century, there were times when the ideas of Philadelphia seemed to be in retreat. Changing course seemed futile. But today we must not give in to that pessimism. The left is intellectually spent. They have no foundational ideas and no arguments to counter the ideas of freedom, free markets, the rule of law, and limited government, other than their appeals to envy, greed, and a warped sense of fairness. As Kevin Williamson noted in NRO just this week, with reference to White's Once and Future King, the left's foundational idea is everything that is not forbidden is compulsory. It's pure and simple authoritarianism. The left plays a game of marketing and power politics, which unfortunately they play very effectively. But on our side, we have Locke, Burke, Smith, Madison, Mises, Hayek, Kirk, Friedman, and many other living and dead thinkers who've given us ideas to draw on in matters of doctrine and ways to think through our policy solutions and to good governance. So with that observation, let me offer a few very quick bits of advice for the Philadelphia Society. Continue to focus on great thinkers and the profound insights they offer. Continue to promote intellectual kinship and social interaction among our membership. Building relationships that are both professional and personal is one of the real tangible, valuable purposes of the society. Seek increased interdisciplinary engagement. I've always felt the insights of economics are very important to this meeting, and we need more economists in it. But the economists also need to hear from the disciplines so well represented here, the historians, philosophers, and political scientists. We should encourage the participation of men and women of commerce and other professions. We once seemed to have more business people here, more professional people in our midst. We should continue to work to attract such men and women of business, medicine, science, and other professions to join our society. We need to encourage debate along the fault lines of conservative and libertarian movements, while also highlighting the terrain of common ground. I think it's fitting that the back cover of the anniversary program features this great Forbes cover of F.A. Hayek holding a candle. In fact, a few people asked me who that was and what that represented. It was a cover on Forbes magazine that Heritage has displayed on the wall in their building. I'm not sure if Hayek's supposed to be Diogenes seeking for an honest man or someone bringing the truth to a world of darkness. Perhaps he's a member of the remnant in that picture. But I am reminded of the story about Robert Louis Stevenson, who spent his childhood in Edinburgh, Scotland. As a boy, Stevenson was intrigued by the old lamplighters who went about with ladder and torch, setting the streetlights ablaze each night. One evening, as he stood at the window looking out, his parents asked Robert, "What in the world are you looking at out there?" And Stevenson, with great excitement, exclaimed, "Look at that man, he's punching holes in the darkness." That, it seems to me, is a fitting description of the task of the Philadelphia Society, to punch holes in the darkness. So heed the advice of Bill Campbell the other day. We need to go forth into our neighborhoods and our networks, spreading the message of freedom in a free society. Take advantage of all opportunities to speak up and create opportunities to speak out. Let us continue for many more years to punch holes in the darkness. Thank you.